episode of Staccato. Today we have, I'm pretty sure, our first med school guest that's in my class. We've had a couple that are a couple classes above us, but this is Shreya. Shreya, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Avantika's told me so much about this podcast, so I'm excited to be one of the first medical students in our class, at least. But yeah, here I am. I go to U of A with Avantika, and I'm just excited to be here and chat with you guys.
Yeah, where
Thank
did
you
you
for
go
being
for?
on.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. Where did you go for undergrad? What did you major in? Kind of what was the path that brought you here to Tucson, U of A?
I'm actually pretty accustomed to Tucson because I went here for undergrad. I'm originally from Phoenix, so just 2 hours away, but I went here for undergrad. I graduated this past May, and I majored in neuroscience, and then I had a minor in biochemistry, all the fun pre-med stuff. And then when I got into U of A Tucson, it's a comfortable environment for me. I've heard great things about the school, in Arizona. So it's like, I don't mind being back here. So I'm on my fifth year running in Tucson.
There you go. You're almost one of the T-Lokes. That's what they call the
I
Tucson.
know.
Oh,
At this
geez.
rate, I might be a local. Like,
Did you
Shreya
guys
was.
go to high school together?
No, me and Avantika are two strangers who met pretty much. We met for the first time during an orientation prior to med school starting. And, we both kind of were like, oh, we're undecided, we'll figure out. And then I saw her, back first day when we actually started classes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see you.
I was
What
going
high
to
school
say,
did you go to?
I went to Paradise Valley High School.
Okay, that's up by my mom's house. So I
So
fly
I
there
went
all the
there.
time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Shreya was one of the first friends I made because it was that second look that like we spent the all day together, I think,
No,
and then
we
we're
sat like
doing.
all day together in all the sessions, like, and then
Right.
where we are now, it's
I
perfect.
know, so much fun, full circle moment. But yeah, we chatted that whole day, and then I didn't know if you had committed or not until I saw you that first day when we actually started classes. And we're like, oh my gosh, so exciting. And
Right,
then
exactly.
now we've like kind of made a friend group and we have like common friends, mutual friends. And so med school's going well in the social aspect of things too.
Something I've never asked you, Avantika, is do you guys like have classes together? Like, is it your whole class has the exact same schedule, but then you guys just don't talk during class? Like, you only talk like after class? Like, what does that look like? Is it like a silent lecture hall or it's like normal classes where you'll like talk to the people next to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we have a class of 120 students, and then we have some required classes and some optional classes. In the required class, like all 120 people will be there. But I think our class has kind of made divisions and like sections of their own friend groups. So everyone's friendly to each other. But when we're in class, we have like tables of six students. And so everyone sits at individual tables. There'll be small conversations and stuff. But like, yeah, during lecture time, there's not too much time to sit and chit chat. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we're a little chatty during class.
Find the time when we have the time.
But yeah, in general, we have the exact same schedule. So all 120 people do the same thing from 8 to 5, basically. And then depending on if you come to class or you don't come to class, we talk before and after. Or sometimes we'll do our little study sessions. We'll all get together in a study room and chit chat and do homework and all that fun stuff.
Very cool. Shreya, do you know what kind of medicine you want to go into? Like, what are you interested in?
That's such a commonly asked question, and I have no clue. I hear, like, kind of the rumor I hear is that, you go in with something and then you go into your third year and do rotations, and then you come out with something that no one would have expected you to specialize in. And so I'm wondering if that's going to happen to me, or, I have some interests, but I'm still trying to explore them. So right now we don't have a, we're not decided yet, but we'll figure that out soon.
Totally fair. Totally fair. You have time. Just like, just like they tell you in like high school when you're like picking your college major, they're like, you have time. Like, there's no rush. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, some of the shadowing experiences have kind of started, like depending on if you've reached out to doctors or not. So I actually have my first one on an OBGYN rotation in the United States because I've seen it in Peru when I was there this last summer. But I'm like, I assume it'd be similar, right? But I'm excited. This one's called Maternal and Child Healthcare. And so I'm super interested. I feel like that's a mix of both pediatrics and OBGYN. So
I
that's going
feel
to
like you
be.
will actually stick with that because you've like pretty much known that's what you wanted to do the whole time. And I feel like with the experiences you've had, it's like reinforced that you want to. So I feel like you might be one of the rare cases where you actually stick with your intention you've had since like freshman year of college.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset, but still keeping an open mind because there's so much out there. Like even fields
That's
that I don't know about yet, like so many niche specialized fields out there.
fair.
Fair.
There's so you can get so specialized, like it's crazy. But I feel like if you have a calling, then a lot of people end up working towards that calling because you have a reason. I don't have a calling to a certain one yet, but if Miss Avantika has a calling, like I want her to go for it.
I know, we'll
Is
see.
there a field of medicine you absolutely do not want to do? Either of you both can answer that. One
That's
that
a
you
solid
know is not
question.
for you.
I think long hours of surgery are not for me. I think my clue to that was anatomy lab.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are so excited to be there and I really commend them. But then there's people like me who would happily be iPad girl and don't want to touch anything going on there. Not a fan of the insides, so I think that's one of the big defining things for me. But what about you?
I think for me, it's going to be ophthalmology. I don't like the eyes. I couldn't imagine like doing the rest of my career just focused on two little eyeballs on every person. Like I like the holistic. I
That's
like
so
the whole
specific.
body system. Yeah. And then also I'm just not good at it. And I think that also makes me not like it because every time I do a fundoscope exam and I'm trying to look at the retina or like the optic disc, I can never find it. Like it all just looks like vessels to me right now. So I think like I'm not the biggest fan of that.
That's so interesting. I expected one of you to say emergency medicine because I feel like that's one that I know that I would not want to do because like you have terrible hours and it's like high stress. Not that like the high stress like would like I could handle it, but I know that long term that really wears on you to be like in the high stress situation all the time. So yeah,
I
interesting
think
you guys didn't say that.
actually, now that you brought that up, that is actually like one of my fields that I don't see myself in. Just because I know some people love the seeing something new every hour and the excitement, and I like consistency. And so I don't think, an EM lifestyle is one for me where it's like an adventure. Like I need stability. And so I think now that you said that, that's not going to be one you guys are going to see me in a few years.
I will say recently I was thinking about EM. I don't remember what prompted it. It might have been that Aztec simulation we did where we had like this patient who had epilepsy and they had a seizure when we were in the middle of treating them. And then it was a whole simulation on like you had to give them the medication and you had to make sure you were doing everything right and flip them over to their side and everything. And so like the adrenaline rush I felt during that was kind of exciting. And I was
But
like,
imagine that being your everyday existence. Like, that's so exhausting to have your like brain on that level for hours and hours every day, day after day. Like,
but
that's just like.
the thing about a job though is like once you do it for enough time, it doesn't become like that stressful, that adrenaline rush every time. I feel like everything just becomes a job at the end of the day. But I think it does definitely take a bigger toll on you. But I'm not closing myself off to it yet. We'll
There
see.
you go. That's savvy
Yeah,
too.
exactly.
That's fair enough. What else do you like to like do, Shreya? Like what are your hobbies and interests outside of being a med student?
I go on and on. I feel like I've had like a couple of hobbies, and I'm one to, once I find something, then I fixate on it for a while, and then I'll find a new one, and then it just keeps piling. But I would say right now, let's see, one of my big hobbies is doing henna art. It's something I used to do in high school a lot, and I turned it into a business, and it kept me busy, and it's something that makes me happy to do. So if anybody wants, let me
I
know.
know. No, you should do a shout out for your Instagram account in case anyone's
Oh
listening.
my God, I have so many Instagram accounts. We're gonna have to link them somewhere. It's gonna be a lot of shout outs, but that one is Henna by Shreya. So you can follow that one. And then me and my sister, they're pretty much all Instagram accounts that I run. Those are my hobbies, and then those show my hobbies. So one that me and my sister run, it's called Stitches by SC. That's our initials. And we saw this one girl on TikTok doing beaded embroidery on shirts. And we thought it was the cutest thing ever. They would do like beaded designs of like random things, like a bow or, a little clover or like a mushroom, like the cutest little things like that you can bead. And so we kind of started that as our business kind of on the side. So we make those shirts for fun in case anybody wants a shirt. And then Avantika knows this one for sure. I'm a huge matcha fanatic to the point it is a hobby, not just something I drink at this point. But after going to Japan the previous summer, I learned a lot about matcha, and I got to try like authentic Japanese matcha and not just the Starbucks matcha, completely different.
Which I
And
will say,
I,
guilty pleasure. I also
yeah,
like the Starbucks
you
one.
know
I
what?
will
I think
admit
we
that
all
to
have that.
Shreya.
We all have that deep down, and I've admitted it too, but now it's time to level up.
Right, we're maturing.
Exactly. And so, me and two other classmates, we all kind of found that we're all big fans of matcha. And so we're actually starting a matcha club at
That's
the UK
fun.
campus, and we're super excited to do it. We have a faculty who's really excited, and we're excited to teach everyone and show why we love it and why it's like a hobby almost to have matcha, because it's a process to make the actual drink. It's not just heating something up and pouring something in. You're having to whisk the matcha at a certain temperature, and I could go on and on, but I think it's a fun hobby to learn, and good for you too. So I think those are kind of my current hobbies. I love being on socials, and I love, posting about my hobbies. So that's
Yeah,
what
that's
I
very cool.
do.
Have you ever
Shreya?
had lavender matcha? I know that was like a, I feel like I saw that a lot this past
I've
year.
seen so many combinations. The only, other combinations I've tried is a strawberry matcha latte.
That
That
one
one's
sounds really
good.
good to me.
And it's super pretty too. It's like the pink at the bottom. And I recently tried a blueberry matcha latte somewhere in Tucson. And that was pretty good too. And one on my list is I really want to try making a banana matcha
That
latte.
just sounds really good.
Yeah, it's like a banana milk that you make it in, and it sounds so good. So that might be on Instagram somewhere.
I'm not the biggest banana fan, but I think you can convince me. I think if
I
it's
think
in
we can
drink
make you
form,
one.
yeah,
I
I
see
think I
it.
might get on board with that.
Are you joining the Matcha Club, Avantika?
Of course, I'm going to be one of the biggest fans. I'm so excited for all the samples. Like, you know me, I like anything sweet. And so I'm like, if you put enough sugar
True.
and milk in that, I'll drink
Exactly.
all
It
day.
will be
That's
there,
true.
don't worry.
Exactly. And I have tried Shreya's matcha and I approve. Also, I've tried the chai that you make, and I literally think about that every other day. I don't even know if you remember. Do you remember
Oh,
the
when I
one
brought
time?
my cup of tea, yes.
Yes,
Oh
it
my
was
God.
so good. It tasted like a gingerbread cookie, and I've like tried to make chai at home since. Doesn't taste the same. So I need
Well,
those
get that.
packets.
It was just a packet mix.
I
Like, I
know.
didn't make that. But, if you're gonna catch me with a drink in my hand, it's either a matcha, it's a chai, or I drink lemon honey water in the morning. And so those are my three drinks that like you would catch me with. I think I'm pretty
That
consistent
was
with those.
another conversation we had, like that second look, first orientation, is you were talking about your lemon and hot water. And I
Yeah.
also tried that. And we had our lemon and hot water together in the
Yes,
session.
we did.
That's funny.
Memories.
Have you, the only way I usually drink matcha is mixed with a chai. So at like Starbucks,
Oh.
you do like a matcha chai latte where it's like literally half and half, and it's so good because I love chai, and like for me, matcha can be a little too earthy, so I usually like to cut it with another flavor, which is why I think I would like the fruit combinations. But if you've never tried that, you should try that sometime, like literally mixing chai and matcha, because it's a really interesting flavor
What did they
combo.
call that? Like, is that called like a dirty matcha or something? Or like
No, it's literally like
What? Let me read the order because it's actually my boyfriend's Starbucks order. I literally copied this from him. So he's a
That's funny.
sophisticated one. It's an iced matcha latte with 3 pumps of chai and cold sweet cream is the order.
Oh, if it has cold sweet cream, it's gonna be so good. That's
Yeah.
about it.
So I recommend both of you try that at some
All
point. I'll
right.
wait till you get your free venti and go do
You know all my hacks. The only way I'll buy Starbucks is if I have one of those coupons and then I get a whole venti for like $2 or something.
Oh
So
my God, love
that'll be
it.
my next order. That's funny. I would say you and your sister are so talented because every time you come back from like spending the weekend at home, your nails will be the prettiest, cutest things ever. And you guys do each other's nails, right?
Honestly, it's become a little bit more one-sided. I'm
Oh,
getting my nails
really?
done by her. I think, so yeah, we I guess that's another hobby you're reminding me of, but we started getting into gel polish kits, and just today I actually placed like a gel polish order.
Love that.
But we've been getting into that, and like I think we've been doing this since maybe the summer, and since I have not gone to the nail salon, and I'm really happy with that, because it's expensive to go,
Right.
but
And they look so good, like literally professional level. Super
I
cute.
appreciate that. She's always doing the designs. Like, I just come home, I just get my design for free, and then I'm
Yeah.
like, bye guys, going back to Tucson. But
See you in a week.
in the background, she's definitely been like practicing. She'll practice on herself, and
Yeah.
she'll get all these like interesting tools and gels to do these 3D designs, and I'm just getting the benefit, so I'm in a good
That's
spot.
what sisters are for, though. And especially when you're the
Exactly.
older sister, the younger sister has to do all the work for you. That's just the
Exactly. We
rule.
deserve it.
If
That's
my
funny.
sisters and I ever start a business, I would be doing all the work 100%.
That's how it
They
goes.
would be the ones benefiting from my
That's always how it works.
work.
That's always the dynamic.
That's funny. What else? Oh, I was gonna talk about a funny story. The whole matcha talk reminded me of last weekend. We had a little Friendsgiving. Or you think you know of the story that I'm
Oh,
thinking
yes.
of? We don't
Okay.
have to throw
So
anyone under the bus, but I think it's a funny story.
we'll keep it
Yeah.
anonymous. So we had a little Friendsgiving, and everyone was so excited, and the host of this Friendsgiving had pre-bought some matcha powder, just from a store. And when me and one of my other friends came, they were like, okay, like you guys should make the matcha. So we were like, okay, perfect, like just give us the supplies, because I don't have any milk, like it's sitting in my fridge. It's Thanksgiving, I'm cleaning out. So I was like, give me the supplies, and like we'll go over and make it.
And like you
So
have
we
your own
get,
whisk, you had your own bowl, so sure
yes,
you
I
took
have
all the
all of the
supplies.
other
Right.
ingredients. I have all the tools. I just didn't
Yeah.
have the actual milk and powder.
Right.
So I was like, perfect, they're supplying that. So I take the matcha powder, and the host gave us some milk that was sitting in his fridge, and I was like, okay, perfect. And we take it, and I've already started pouring the matcha and putting the hot water in it to whisk it. I just assume everything's great. And then me and my friend, we open the milk, and there's just a disgusting stench coming from it. And I was like, wait, like I thought they bought this milk for our Thanksgiving, event. Like, and we checked the expiry, and no names released here, but I clearly know who they are. But it was a milk sitting from July of this year in their fridge that they handed over. And I was like,
This was a boy. This was a boy. There's no, a girl
that
would
was
never.
a boy.
What?
And it was just so funny because I remember like everybody was begging us to like make matcha for them. And like we were so excited. We were like, it's never happened that we have so much, desire for matcha in one room. Like we've convinced everyone, and like, everyone was begging us to get up and go make it. So I was like, okay. And like I smell the milk, and it just like literally made me gag. Like I had such a bad taste
Crazy.
in my mouth, such a bad smell like in my nose. It was horrid.
We were
And
all
so yeah, we had to
joking. We
come
were
home.
like, back in July, we didn't even know each other. Like,
Yeah.
this milk has predated our friendship. It was
Like
like,
we have taken at least like 8 exams by the time this milk has been
that's
expired.
crazy. So, that
Yeah.
milk has also seen a lot. That milk has seen like the first 3 months of med school.
Evidently.
That's some trauma milk right there.
Yeah, that was a trauma milk, but thankfully it's down the drain. But you know, lesson learned, if you're a guy listening to this podcast, please check your milk today because
Right.
there's a good chance it's expired.
Do a little deep cleaning in
Crazy.
your fridge. What other Thanksgiving plans did you have? Were you at home? Or actually, you had a busy Thanksgiving, didn't you?
Oh yeah, my Thanksgiving was very, very hectic. My family moved into a new house, so conveniently I was home to help everyone with the move, and so majority of the move took place during Thanksgiving break. So it was just a lot of going back and forth. I would not wish moving, upon my worst enemy because it was not fun with the amount of things that we have in the house, but I think it was like not fun when we were at the old house packing up, but it was super fun when we got to the new house and unpacking and deciding where things go. But that ended up being super fun. We're moving to a community where one of my friends lives. So I'm excited about that. And then, yeah, pretty much apart from moving, it was my 22nd birthday.
Huh, that was
Towards the end of
exciting.
break, me and Avantika are December birthday month twins.
Love.
And so celebrated that. And then I came back to school and had to remind myself that I'm still a med student and that I need to catch up on my work.
Kind of forgot about that for a week, but it was
Yeah,
fine.
accidentally.
And we only have 2 weeks left, and then we're on winter break again, so
I
it's
know,
a
it's
stretch.
moving by faster than we think it is.
I know. I was just thinking about it yesterday that you have survived of the first semester of law school. Of not law school, med school.
People
Amja has
at
friends in
Elwood's
all
moment.
places. She has friends in law school too.
Everywhere, we love that.
Speaking of birthdays, though, Shreya and I decided to do a joint birthday party
Oh,
because they're
fun.
so close together. Yeah. And so this weekend, Shreya had the great idea of hosting a little sips and dips party. So we're going to have fun little drinks and fun little dips, and we're all just going to hang out and have fun celebrating. So that should be something to look forward to in the ne next couple of days.
That would be
Yeah,
so
we're very
fun. And then
excited
we
for
get to do your birthday up here
that.
in a week or so.
Exactly.
My break started yesterday. I did my final
Awesome.
presentation of the semester and I'm
You pregnant?
free.
I thought like 13th this year, guys, is last
Well,
day.
yeah, but all my classes ended yesterday for me.
Oh,
So
love that. Congrats.
I have nothing going on for finals week next week. So that's great.
Amazing.
I've read 10 books so far this year of my goal of 15, so I need to squeeze 5 in the next 3 weeks,
You
which I
can
may
do
or may not accomplish. I have some short ones on my shelf that I can maybe speed run, but yeah, that's like my goal is I want to be balancing watching all of my Vlogmas videos with reading my books.
There you go. Well, congrats on making it through first semester of master's. That's
Well,
exciting.
third, technically.
Technically, you're right. Yeah. Any
Third, almost
reflection?
done.
Any reflection on how it went? Ready for this last one? Ready to be done with it?
I'm not excited for having a busy session A again. I wish that it could just be two classes again all semester, but I have to have my more full session A to then have the relaxing session B.
Right.
So yeah, and I'm trying not to wish it away. Like even though I'm over the school part, I'm trying to enjoy the being around all the friends and all the benefits of that before the big life change of not being in college anymore. So
Totally. Yeah, it goes by quick. Any winter break plans, Shreya? Anything going on?
not as of now. I feel like winter break just came up faster than we think it is, but I guess something I'm looking forward to is actually being able to live in the new house. A lot of the part where I was in Phoenix was just us moving, and I'm excited to kind of make memories in the new house. I want to put up the Christmas tree and,
Yeah.
deciding where it goes. So I'm excited about things like that. And, I think it's nice that a lot of us are from Arizona and from the Phoenix area, even though you're in Chandler, Phoenix,
Close
Bay.
enough.
But I'm excited that we can all maybe hang out and make some plans over winter break. So
Yeah.
nothing crazy, but I could use a good relaxation.
I know. And family time's always the best. I feel like after
Exactly.
such a busy semester, it's good to be
Yeah.
at home, enjoy the time. Yeah,
Yes.
I have a couple cousins coming into town from Iowa, and the last time I saw them was 2018. So it's
I don't
been.
know if I knew about Iowa ones. I knew about like Minnesota
Yeah,
and
I do have.
Texas. Like
Correct. Those are on
Minnesota.
my dad's side. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know there were people in Iowa.
So technically they're second cousins, but we're so close in age and stuff that like
Okay.
we feel
Okay.
like first cousins. And I feel like in Indian families too, it's
Oh
also
yeah, everyone's
common.
cousin, everyone's auntie, you know,
Exactly.
regardless of if you're
Exactly.
actually related, you know.
That's how it goes. Yeah. So we're all basically the same age. They're actually twins and they're Anushka's age, so 2 years younger than me. So they're
Okay.
also finishing up their junior year of college. It'll be nice for all of us to have a winter break at the same time,
They're
catch up.
using you guys to escape the snow.
Exactly. Yeah, they're pulling a snowbird move, which
Yeah,
I don't
that's their
blame them at
snowbird
all.
movement.
I don't know how they do it. I think I would die of hypothermia in any snow climate, but
Wow,
I'm
so
happy here
true.
in
And
Arizona.
yet you still applied to schools where there was snow.
I did. You gotta do what you gotta
You really should
do.
have just applied to the schools that were in the climate that you like,
I
just
know.
practically, but you know, it worked
I
out.
could not be happier to be here in Arizona. This is where I belong for sure.
Yeah, definitely ideal. I'll also be so soaking up the winter break time because I'm moving back out to Tempe in the spring, which is like super exciting because I was planning to just stay living on campus last year and then I had to move home because the CA thing didn't continue. But now I'm moving back to Tempe for my last semester. So I'm
Yeah.
very happy to be back on campus.
You're gonna finish it with a bang. You have to do all
Yes.
the typical college things before you're
Yeah.
not a college student.
FOSSA every weekend.
Exactly. Mill all the time.
No, it's gonna be other stuff, but yeah.
Good times. We can talk about your med influencers account. That's been something that's been up and coming.
Oh, another hobby,
Wow, you
actually.
really are a jack of all trades. You do all the things.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, like anytime there's a hobby, we start a new Instagram. Like that's how it goes for me. There's an Instagram for pretty much everything.
That's funny.
But pretty much me and another classmate who I didn't know before coming to U of A, we met and we just instantly clicked. Like, she's someone who, loves to take an aesthetic picture with me, or she has the vision, and we both just, the whole class can see how when we take a picture, we get so excited about it and nobody else cares. But,
We're
we get
like, if we get a
excited.
cute drink, we're like, okay, guys, put it on the table. Shreya needs to take a picture. We need to
Phone
document
always eats first if you're around me.
it.
Phone will eat first, phone will drink first for everything. I feel like we both just realize that we both have the same view on life when it comes to taking pictures of everything and, recording moments, making fun videos out of it. So, both of us were individually talking like, oh, should we individually start, low key little medfluencer accounts? And then, it just came upon us that we were like, honestly, we should just start an account together. I think we can stay accountable that way. It'll be so much more fun. And we pretty much started that, I think, 2 months ago. And it's not got a huge following or anything. It's pretty low key with the
Yet,
class,
yet.
but it's called Med Habibdies. But pretty much it's just us romanticizing med school a little bit. We'll post like our outfits, we'll post our matcha, we'll post kind of study vlogs or time lapses. So it's just us trying to, make med school a little bit better and a little bit less daunting to any of the viewers. So it's just a fun little thing for us, and we're always open to collabs. So we would love to post your guys's podcast, and we're excited to present this episode there. So I think it's really fun. So I'm glad that everyone has these little social media outlets.
And it's fun for
Great.
us too, because it's like you said, it romanticizes med school. So it's a good reminder of like, oh yeah, this is fun. Like we're doing things that we like to do and we enjoy
Right.
it. We can make it cute and girly and all the fun stuff. So
Exactly.
it's a nice little reminder.
Yep. Yeah.
Very, very nice. Yeah. And we're going to be in January celebrating 3 years of the podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I think we
Wow.
just recently hit our 100th episode,
Yeah,
which is a
this
big
is our
milestone.
last one.
That's
So this
crazy.
is our 101st episode that we're recording.
Century worth of episodes.
Yeah,
Yeah, look at
that's wild.
that.
And then our
Crazy.
Spotify Wrapped just came out too. And so that showed our followers are going up a little bit. We have more listeners than we did last year. So
Yes,
slow growth.
we're 19 people's like top podcast that they
Yeah.
listen to. So
Love
that's
it.
cool.
Probably
Yeah.
one of mine.
Yeah. So looking forward to being up and on the rise, and hopefully 2025 brings more exciting things.
Yeah, I'm
Yes. Sure.
absolutely. Well, we can wrap up with Song of the Week. So I don't know if you guys have your song in mind. I've been trying to think of mine the whole podcast because like I've been just been listening to my 2024 like
Yeah.
Wrapped playlist, but of course all of those are on our like Song of the Week playlist already. So I need to think of what I was listening to before that dropped.
Yeah, I think mine is probably also on the playlist, but it's fun to hear what everyone's number one song was, which apparently there's controversy this year because people are saying like it's not super accurate. I feel like mine is. So my artist was Taylor Swift. Like anyone can guess that. I'm very predictable to what I listen to. And then my number one song was Don't Blame Me off the Reputation album.
Yeah, you were like very much loving Reputation.
Yeah, I was.
Very
What were
true.
your guys's, just out of curiosity?
Mine was a Spanish song, which is it was actually it's the third song on the playlist for this year. So I've been listening to it
Oh.
since like January.
Wow. Treya?
Okay, controversial, but kind of sad. I actually didn't even check my Spotify
Oh
Wrapped
my gosh.
because my entire family uses the
Oh,
Spotify.
you share a Spotify
So I'm
account.
like, you know what? There's no point checking because it's
Right.
gonna be like the weirdest mix of everyone's music tastes. And
That's so
so
fair.
I didn't bother, but
Okay.
I feel like, you know, if I had to guess something that was on repeat, these are two very opposite ends. But I listen to The Weeknd a lot, so I would guess that would go on there. And then I feel like because of Sabrina Carpenter's tour, like now I just like keep listening to the songs again and again, or I'll see a TikTok and then I'll play the song.
Right.
So I feel like Taste was one that I kept replaying because I really, really like that one. So I think that might be one of the top ones.
I
Yeah.
think Taste is already on our list if you want to give us a weekend song.
Trying to think.
Or another song that's besides Taste. I think the whole album is on our
I bet.
top
Two of us
list.
have
We took care of
any?
that.
Do you guys have any Tate McRae on your
I don't think so,
list?
actually. I do
Because I
like
do
her.
love her too.
Do you like the new one, Two Hands?
I
Or
was just listening to that maybe a few days ago, and I think I need to give it a few more listens. Like, it didn't, you know, like, it's, I feel like sometimes when you listen to a song, like, you know, you're obsessed with it in the minute. But I think I need to give it a real listen. I don't have any opinions on it yet, but
Okay.
I do love Greedy. I think
Okay.
that was always a top one, and I think that's one of the world's favorite ones too. So,
Very true. Very
top 10.
true. And then I guess mine is I did start listening to a new French artist that I guess I've been listening to be fair. Just kind of he like on my boyfriend's playlist, there were a couple songs from there, but I went and actually listened to their full recent album, and they actually have a Spanish, it's like in French, but the title is in Spanish, which is random. But it's Me Da Igual, which is like I don't care. And it's a fun one. So yeah, that's my song of the week.
Yay. Well, Shreya, thank you so much for coming on. This is such a fun little conversation, and we look forward to collaborating with you on all the different Instagrams. We'll put them in the description of our podcast episode so I
You
know.
guys need to do like a henna night, and then I'll come down so I can get some henna too.
Gosh.
That
That
is
would be
something I
fun.
definitely want to host. We're going to do a henna,
Yeah.
matcha, everything night combined. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, and congratulations to you guys for your almost 3-year anniversary. So
Thank
exciting.
you. So great to meet you and have you on.
Thank you.
And to all our other listeners, thanks for tuning into another episode, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.